This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know that phrase, think globally, act locally? It applies entrepreneurially, too. Here is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Francisca Troutman. I'm based in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Glass Half Full. Like most good ideas, it sort of started over a bottle of wine that my co-founder and I were sharing one night. This was something we did pretty regularly during our senior year of college. And we just sort of sat with like that bottle a little more, and we knew it would end up in a landfill where it would never decompose, it would never do any good. And so we sort of hatched this plan to change that. Expectations were very different from reality. We thought it was going to be this small pet project. I mean, obviously we chose a backyard as the first place to operate this program. And suddenly the glass just started coming, and it truly has not stopped since. So we had set up these little barrels to collect glass, and literally within hours, they would be completely full of glass, and we would have to go around and replace them. And then suddenly there was nowhere else to put the glass, and we had to crush through it. And it's been sort of a blessing and a curse. We collect glass in two different ways. One is through our free drop-off program, and then our paid pickup services for residents, as well as businesses like restaurants, bars, hotels, casinos. And then once that glass reaches our facility, we will put it in what we call Glass Mountain and then load it into our hopper of our pulverizing system. What we get is a glass sand product, and then we sift that into different sizes. And each size that we create is used for something unique. So the very fine sand is really good for sandbags, for disaster relief and flooding. The coarse sand is what we're using for coastal restoration projects and protection projects. And then the larger sizes that are more like a gravel are good for flooring, decoration, and art. I think the downfall of a lot of business owners is that you never feel like you have made it. I think a lot of founders feel this way. You know, you reach a certain goalpost that you'd set for yourself, but you've already created another goalpost that you're setting. So I definitely remember specific times, like when we started our glass recycling program and we already had 100 people on the waiting list to get their glass picked up. And when we calculated, you know, 100 people times like $25 a month, that's $2,500 a month in monthly recurring revenue. Like, we're becoming legit. But then again, we were like, okay, when do we get to $500,000 in yearly recurring revenue? When do we get to a million? Like, and so constantly like moving that goalpost is something that we're always doing.